People don't realize this. The extent of the problem in D.C. was about 20 to 30 times worse than Flint. More lead poisoning, more exposure of people.
Civil engineering professor Mark Edwards of Virginia Tech discovered off-the-charts lead levels in tap water in D.C. homes. In 2004, the Washington Post reported after the city's water treatment facility changed its treatment chemicals, D.C.'s Water and Sewer Authority realized lead was leaching from lead service lines into tap water.
People went crazy because they realized that their families had been exposed to high lead for 3 years without really knowing about it.
The aqueduct that runs the water treatment system for Washington, D.C. was changing from chlorines to chloramine, which is a mixture of chlorine and ammonia, to reduce disinfectant byproducts.
George Hawkins is the general manager of D.C. Water, which used to be known as WASA.
What was not known is that would reduce the scaling on the inside of the pipes and allow for lead to leach into the water and cause lead levels to rise in the drinking water in the city.
At the time, WASA handed out free water filters and offered free blood tests, while Edwards began seeing elevated blood levels in young children.
So if you have a lead pipe in front of your house, if you were in my family, I would tell you to never, ever drink that water without filtering it.
In our next report, the fix that made matters worse. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.